With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's up, King of Kickball? How are you?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
We're good.
Living the dream, my friend. Living
the
dream.
You are the LeBron James of kickball. You know.
All right, before we get too deep into this, did you get Swift tickets?
Oh.
Yes, of course, to two places. Well, here's the thing. My wife and I are going to the show in Cincinnati, but she's also going to the show in Pittsburgh with her friends. So technically, there are two shows, two sets of tickets, but I'm only going to one of them.
Does that make you what is it? Is there a name?
It's a Swiftie.
It is a Swiftie. Okay, I just didn't want to be wrong.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I'm a proud Swiftie.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody knows that. I mean, she is one of the most talented people on this planet. So, you know, if that makes me whatever you want to call me, that's fine. I'm okay with that. I just recognize brilliance.
I mean, what is it, man? She's doing like 40 songs or something like that. Like, it's Springsteen-esque how long she's playing for.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be great. I try to avoid like what everybody else says about these concerts or watch some of the YouTube clips or anything along those lines, because I'm just going to be the guy that's going to be there. I'm not going to have my phone out or anything along those lines. I'm just going to take it all in. I'm going to enjoy the crap out of it. It's going to be a blast. Can't wait.
All right, just real quick, 30 seconds on this answer, Chris, because you know how the life is more in the seat I'm in right now. Why are we missing some of these major concerts not coming here?
Oh, God, yeah.
Why? Why are we out of the loop?
I don't know why they're out of the loop, but it's ridiculous that there are so many fans of Taylor Swift in the area, and our choice, and yes, I grouped myself into the mix. That's okay. I'm fine with it. Our choice came down to Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Minneapolis, you know, places around Chicago, even Detroit. I know people that got tickets to go to Detroit because she's not coming to Cleveland, and Cleveland's not hosting her. And it's frustrating, it's disappointing, but that's fine. As long as I'm going, I'll make the four-hour drive to Cincinnati if I have to.
Pittsburgh's so easy. We saw Billy Joel in Pittsburgh a couple years ago. It was so
easy. Yeah, of course.
It's nothing. Especially if you live on the east side, it's really nothing.
All right, my friend, will the Cleveland Cavaliers treat the playoffs the way that you are going to treat this Taylor Swift concert?
I don't understand the question.
So by that, I mean, are they coming in and are they going to be like surprised by everything that's going on around them, or have they mentally prepared themselves for what is about to take place and are going to come in and really push whoever they go against?
There's just no way for some of these guys to know exactly what to expect. I mean, I say some of these guys, their most important players, I think everybody understands, Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen. Of that group, only Donovan Mitchell has the playoff know-how, and Donovan hasn't advanced far into the playoffs in his career. So it's one thing for Donovan and Jarrett to say, hey, Evan, hey, Darius, this is what it's going to be like. This is how you have to prepare. But there's no substitute for playoff experience. There's no way to know what you're going to feel. There's no way to know how you're going to handle those moments. I bring up an example all the time when I talk about this, guys. early on in the Big Three era of LeBron James, Kevin Love, and Kyrie Irving, it was like a November game against the Chicago Bulls. And Kyrie turns to Mike Miller, a playoff-tested veteran, and he says, "Hey, man, is this what the playoffs is like?" It was freaking November. Like, as big of a game that you can get in October, November, December, March, whatever month it is, that is not going to compare to what's coming in the playoffs. So some of these guys are going to have to adjust to that. And I think it's unfair to say we know exactly how Darius is going to respond to that moment, or we know exactly how Isaac Okoro, Evan Mobley are going to respond to that moment. We've seen signs that in pressure-packed situations, these guys rise to the occasion, but there is nothing like playoff basketball, and there's no way to prepare for that during a regular season.
You sure he didn't ask Mike Miller, "Hey, man, do you own a razor blade?"
I'm pretty sure he did not.
I used to watch him play
while they were in Chicago for an early season game. Is this what the playoffs?
I used to look at Mike Miller and be like, "Dude, man, just come on. It's not really a beard. You got to shave that thing. It's okay." All right. As these playoffs are starting to kind of unwind, two things. One, Daryl talked about this the other day too, because it was a locker room. When they clinched, businesslike. Like, I love the fact that I was hearing stories that it was like, "Yep, we're in the playoffs. We appreciate it. We respect it. We're glad we're there. But this is business, man. We're not gonna. This isn't champagne, and let's act like we did something amazing. This is what one of our goals was." I love that attitude. Is that real? You're there every day. You tell me.
Yeah, that's real. Okay. They expected to be here. They expected to be a playoff team. And I think the way that they celebrated, it wasn't over the top. There wasn't a water bucket dumping. There wasn't a dance party. Guys weren't singing in the locker room. It was very, yeah, it's great. We clinched a playoff spot, but we've got bigger goals ahead. And I think that speaks volumes. I think that speaks volumes about the belief that this team has in what they can do, what they can accomplish this year. And I think it speaks volumes in terms of just a different mentality that they have this year compared to last year or the year before or the year before that. It's a growth process for this organization, and it was a big step. I don't think anybody should overlook the magnitude of what the Cavs accomplished by getting a playoff spot, by locking in a playoff spot and showing and proving that they can do it without LeBron James, showing that they don't have to be beholden to one player, showing that success within an organization isn't tied to just one entity. But at the same time, yes, a playoff clinching was their goal, but they think they have a real shot at this thing. Whether they're right or wrong, that's what they believe in that locker room.
Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, and a plane dealer joining us on the North Obstacle Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, so going forward, now that they have clinched, Chris, we've seen Donovan Mitchell with a bandage on that finger. Is there any chance that they rest him to make sure that finger's 100%?
The finger's not going to be 100%. It's just the bottom line. I talked to somebody very close to Donovan about a week and a half ago that said when it happened, he was told about 6 to 7 weeks for it to heal up, for it to get back to normal. And there's nothing that's going to happen by playing through it. They're like, there's no way, at least they don't believe there's a way that he's going to make it even worse. It's just something that he's going to have to deal with. And for a little bit after busting that finger, you know, he was struggling with the feel, finishing with his left hand, catch and shoot opportunities. Like, there is something on his finger, a wrap that is basically holding his finger up. And if he took that wrap off, which is kind of acting like a splint, and his finger would drop down. So the only time that he doesn't wear that thing is when he's sleeping at night. And that's the situation that he's in. And it's just something that he's going to have to deal with. But, okay, so they give him a night off against Atlanta, right? Or if they give him a night off against the Indiana Pacers or the Charlotte Hornets, what is that one night going to do for an injury that was going to take 6 to 7 weeks? Okay, like, I guess you take yourself out of any further risk, and it's something that the Cavs are going to consider down the stretch. They want to be at their best going into the postseason, but it's not like one random night to finish the year is all of a sudden going to make his finger feel better. It's just the situation that he's in, and he's just going to have to play through it.
Chris, just looking at the schedule, I mean, especially after last night, what, Cavs are a game and a half back on the Sixers now for that three spot. Your thoughts on them creeping into the three spot, and then also what's happening with the 6-7 seeds between the Nets and the Heat, and how what this all means for the Cavaliers?
Well, the Cavs want the three seed, and they know exactly where they stand. If you watch one of the video clips from the other night when the Cavs clinched, J.B. Bickerstaff brought everybody together and basically said, we're not done yet, and Donovan Mitchell specifically said, we're two games back of the three seed, boys. We've got a shot to get this thing. So they know where they stand. They know how many games are remaining. And look, there is a path to them getting the three seed. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but the reality is that the Cavs have one of the easiest finishing schedules. So the opportunity is there. They've got to capitalize on it. They got six games remaining, and only one of them is against a team with a record above 500, the New York Knicks, at home in a couple days. They are going to be favored, likely to be favored, in every single game the rest of the way. If they were to run the tape, and that's an if, but if they were to run the tape, that gets them to 54 wins. That means Philadelphia would have to win five of their last seven. Okay, Philly, that's if the Cavs run the table. Philly has Miami left, and Miami's going to have something to play for. Boston, Milwaukee, and they've lost a few games here recently, in part last night because they sat Joel Embiid, who is dealing with a bit of a calf injury. In part because James Harden missed his fourth straight game, and he's clearly dealing with an Achilles issue. So it just doesn't feel like the third seed is out of the realm of possibility the way that it did when the Cavs lost that game against Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago. The 76ers have the tiebreaker, but if the Cavs run the table, that puts immense pressure on the 76ers down the stretch. If the Cavs go 5-1 down the stretch, that puts immense pressure on Philly, especially given the schedule that the 76ers have remaining, and especially given the fact that their best player, MVP candidate Joel Embiid, has said, I need some time off down the stretch so that I can be at my best going into the postseason. So that, to me, tells me that Philadelphia might look at it and say, if we have to sacrifice some wins down the stretch and fall to four because of it, then so be it, because we're in a different place, because we need to get our guys a little bit of rest down the stretch. And I just think the opportunity for the Cavs to get to three is more real than maybe some are making it out to be.
Chris, I made a promise that I would ask this question to you, and so I must ask it. Danny Green, just not a part of the rotation?
Look, I mean, Danny Green is in a very difficult situation. He's coming off a significant knee injury about 10, 11 months ago. And I think physically he's not to the point where the Cavs believe that they can trust him in pressure-packed, meaningful games. And Danny Green was not brought here to play in early March or late February. If the Cavs are going to get something from Danny Green, and I don't know if they're going to, but if they're going to get something from him, it's going to be in the postseason. Like, his leadership, his veteran experience, his knowledge, all that stuff can benefit from him being around. And like, if they're in a situation in a playoff game where they need floor spacing or they need three-point shooting, or they just need more of an adult with more experience, if they need a change of pace, then I think they're going to go with Danny Green. But I think his availability, I think his impact on the court is going to continue to be fluid. And it was no surprise to me that the only times that Danny Green has played when the Cavs were chasing a playoff spot was when the game was a complete and utter blowout. Because I just don't know how you bring somebody like that in around the trade deadline, after the trade deadline, in a buyout situation, and say, JB, trust him in a big moment, right? I just think the situation that he's in with JB wanting to go with 8 or 9 guys, there are 7 locked in players. And if your name is not Garland, Mitchell, Okoro, Mobley, Allen, LeVert, Rubio, what you do on a nightly basis is going to continue to fluctuate in terms of playing time. And that's just the reality of the situation. And Danny Green's in that mix. Geddy Osman's in that mix. Dean Wade's in that mix. Lamar Stevens, those kinds of guys.
Chris, as always, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. And we will talk to you soon, Mr. Swifty. Thank you.
Take it easy, buddy.
You got it, guys. Anytime. Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.